Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. All the talk of the injury with Jaden Daniels has been all over national and local sports talk radio. Dan Quinn took to the podium and took responsibility for it.
Many of you have been asking about the thought process of Jaden being in the game in that situation. I get that. I've been thinking about it, honestly, nonstop, too. And, you know, for me, the answer is, man, I missed it. But I would, you know, I'll fill you in on my thought process. At the start of the fourth quarter, I guess it was probably like 12 and a half minutes left in the game. And that was going to be the last drive for a couple of guys, Jaden and Zach and Debo and LT. And so we weren't going to have any read run plays, and meaning no carries, you know, for the quarterback on a run. And honestly, man, that's where I missed it. Of course, he could scramble. It's Jaden. It's what he's special at. And that is 100% that's on me.
Ed, you and I were on the same page with this. It's football. These are things that happen. But I started thinking about something yesterday, and I got to pivot. Because the one thing that I failed to take into consideration is Jaden Daniels has been hurt all year.
Yes.
And for that reason, he should have been out of the game. That reason alone. And I didn't take that into consideration when forming my opinion about it previously. And then I started thinking, well, man, he had, what, two or three previous injuries?
Oh, he just came back.
And he didn't. He wasn't a full participant in practice the entire week leading up to this game.
Maybe shouldn't have played.
Well, he was cleared. But
if you're cleared, you can. I'm just going to stick with what I said. If you can play, you can play. People get hurt in this game. You know who else finished the game? Sam Darnold. They were ahead by 26 points. So it's like he should have been yanked. You get your star quarterback.
But again, the only thing that makes me change my opinion on it was that the man had been injured.
I got it.
A couple of times coming into this game. So you have to take care of him a little bit different. And that's the only thing that makes me pivot from it.
Not me. I think he should be drawn and quartered.
The coach?
Yeah. You know, leaving that cat in at the end of the game. And by the way, Sam Darnold being in when they're up 26, he's just handing the damn ball off.
That's what Jaden was doing.
Apparently not, because he took off running. Well, again, like, you guys are absolutely right. Like, this, you get paid to play. I understand all that. My big thing is, as a fan or someone watching a team, that I despise when players get hurt in meaningless spots. And I understand that, like, you know, that's why I said I wouldn't play my superstars in the preseason. I don't care how important people think it is. I'm not playing them. And the same thing in the regular. When a blowout happens, or if I had the division locked up, guess what? We're going to practice our asses off, but we ain't going to be out there playing in a meaningless game where one of my guys can get hurt. So I'm not doing it.
I just think coaches are in a no-win situation. If something like this happens, everyone wants his, you know, he wants to skin him alive. If he took him out with 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter, which is exactly what he mentioned, it wasn't 7, it was 12 when that decision was made. They were going to make it as less. Okay, you pull him out with nearly an entire quarter left, like, oh, they didn't even try, and they just gave up. They raised the white flag. What kind of, this is not football. You got to play. You'd have the other side where it's a tough game. You got to play. Everyone, you got to, you know, be a dog. Play to win. Like, you don't give up. Like, you can't win. You can't.
And that's why Dan Quinn had to apologize.
He had to.
I don't believe that's in his heart.
I don't either.
But he had to step up and own it, because if not, then he's criticized.
It's not my heart. I'm telling you, I feel differently. I believe he did nothing wrong. You cannot predict injuries. If he was cleared to play, then he can play.
Well,
because that could happen in the third drive of the game.
It goes back to the dumbest, smartest thing I've ever said. You're only right when you're right. As a coach in the NFL, people don't care if you made the right call and it didn't work out. You're only right when you're right.
You can make the most outrageous, boneheaded call, you know, 4th and 6 on your own 17. And why would you go for it? But you make it. Oh, what a G. He outsmarted everybody.
But I'll say this, though. I can't think of his name. Who's the Lions coach?
Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell. He's different. Because he does that all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But hold on.
So his is a little bit different, though.
It's not, because people were questioning him last year for the first time.
I ain't worried about people. I'm just saying, I'm just saying for him to decide that is when he does it, for me, it's different because that's who he is. Some coaches step outside who they are and they do it. Dan Campbell's going to do it regardless. He came in doing that.
Dan Campbell,
he's worse than Riverboat Ron.
Dan Campbell goes for it on fourth down, on third down.
Absolutely. You know, like
that's what he does. He just keeps going.
So for me, I don't criticize him as much because that's his DNA. You know what I mean? That's just who he is. He gets the pass like Brett Favre did when he threw interceptions.
He's just a gunslinger.
He's a gunslinger. He must stop slinging a gun. Rashawn in Baltimore. What, man? What, Red?
Hey,
we heard you should. We heard we should, you know, be concerned about you right now.
Man, don't listen to Trippy, man. It is what it is, man. You know, that was on him. I ain't telling him to take my betting advice. You know, he could have chose otherwise. But before we but listen, before we get to the Cowboys, right, the Ravens.
No, we're not getting to the Cowboys. We're not getting to the Cowboys.
All right, whatever. We can stick with the Ravens then. Man, listen, so I'm going to take this chance to dig on John Harbaugh then.
Yeah.
That Thursday night game, right, coming to the fourth quarter with a 22-point lead. Lamar's coming off that hamstring thing. Like, don't you think halfway through the fourth quarter we should have sat him down?
But like Jeremy said, he's just handing the ball off, though.
Yeah, but, you know, then all of a sudden you take off running. Like Daniel's dead. The next thing you know, his arm is bent all the way.
If you're handing it off, then you're not taking off running. Daniel was dropping back the pass.
A hamstring injury.
They just happen, right?
It just happened.
Yeah.
Right, but anything can happen, man. Somebody fall on top of him. You know how these dirty players, that they hate Lamar anyway.
No, they don't.
And you know how to. Well, some of them do.
Opposing players pick Lamar up when they tackle him.
That happened last game, actually. Yes.
Well, you remember what happened? You remember what happened when we played the Commanders or the Redskins years ago? Who only now to, you know, put a career-ending injury to RG3. So, you know, somebody might want to be getting some get-back.
That didn't end his career. He played for a few more years after that. I saw him here in Baltimore.
He was never the same, though.
He was never really good. I mean, he had that good stretch his rookie year, and that was it.
Yeah. Hey, but real quick, though, like, people like going to clown, you know, Cowboys and everything last night, but they realized they prepped all week to face Kyler Murray.
That's what it was. What about the offense? What about the offense scoring 17?
Rob, you said we weren't talking Cowboys.
Yeah, good, because he brought it up. What about the offense?
We weren't going to bring it up.
What about the offense scoring 17, Rashawn?
I don't know, man.
Jeremy, you know you're right, man. My bad.
Yeah. I didn't mean him to do that to you, Rashawn. My bad. That's not what I was telling him.
No, but you're right, though. We said no Cowboy talk. And we should have stuck to our guns.
I'd rather talk about Roy Rogers than their sorry asses.
Roy Rogers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.